Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tom, the miserable married guy. And here's what he briefly has to say. I'm writing to ask you to promote an event for Rusty Rivers. He's suffering from prostate cancer and it's spread. He's done a lot to help men. He runs a MGTOW house for men. He's helped 3 men so far get back on their feet, after being crushed by divorce in the system. I was hoping you could share the link to his charity event being held by Brandon Trueblood and Chaos for You 728, as well as Hemi for Speed to your followers like myself. I completely understand if you're not interested. Thank you. Well, Tom, thanks for the donation. The link has been put in the description if anyone is interested in learning more about the event. It makes me wonder how his prostate cancer spread everywhere. That's one of the slower moving cancers. As for the topic, I want to cover a recent story that I read on Reddit. A guy was being mocked by 3 girls because he's broke and really poor. He eats pasta every day and only has 200 euros to his name. Lives in a tiny one-bedroom apartment that a family member is letting him live in, until he gets conscripted into the army because that's a thing in Greece. He can't even afford Wi-Fi, so he goes down to a local cafe and asks for the hotspot password. Someone working there even told him he couldn't give him free internet anymore, and he knew that he was broke. 3 girls at the cafe overheard the conversation and started mocking and laughing at him. Another guy on Reddit said that a woman literally ran him off the road because he had an old, broken-down-looking car. And the woman that did this rolled down her window and told him that he was broke and he shouldn't be on the road. You rarely see men treating other men in such a fashion, or women if they don't have any money either. So why do women treat men with such shame and contempt if we're poor? I think it's projection. How many women do you know that have any substantial amount of money saved up? I've only met a handful of them in my life, and they either inherited it or divorced for it. There were a few that were able to make a lot as medical specialists or politicians. But other than that, the overwhelming majority spend it all and think that $20,000 or $30,000 is a lot of money if you save it. If they laugh at broke men first, then we can laugh at their inability to manage their own money properly. The funny thing is that the guy with the old car was just running it into the ground to save money, and he had plenty of cash. This idea that owning old things makes you look broke is a broke way of seeing the world. Most men I know use things up until they fall apart for their utility value. Why do you think the corporations created built-in obsolescence, intentionally making things break faster and with less use than before to force us to replace things? For example, I bought 2 computer monitors 15 years ago, and then they both died within a few weeks of each other. But I have an old CRT TV from the 1980s that I used to play Duck Hunt on. That still looks great. Most women would have laughed at such an old television 20 years ago, but today they wouldn't based on the value of my vintage game collection and now that nerdy things are so popular. As for the guy in Greece, at least the military will provide him food and a place to sleep in the coming weeks and months. Many of you will say that he should just get a job, but he's probably 19 and Greece has the highest youth unemployment rate in Europe, at 40% right now, while the European average is only 14%. So it's partially the government's fault for not developing the country properly. You might even say that at this rate, Greece is an undeveloping country. Maybe he does Uber Eats or has some small online income. I don't know. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees you...
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women laughing at broke men before men figure out that women have even less than they do Clown World Show. That old line, men are human doings and women are human beings, is relevant here. But in general, if men aren't doing anything to make money, then we don't really have any value to the opposite sex. And they don't feel any sympathy or shame towards us if we're broke. But if you're loaded, then suddenly they're nice and treat you well. If you were ever broke and saw how women treated you differently when compared to having money, how can you ever love them? You see that their attention is conditional based on your material success and not just on you as being a human being. But that's a general rule and not 100% correct at all times. Because if you're super good looking, you could be homeless as a man and they wouldn't laugh at you. And you would have tons of value. As men, we're generally poor in our late teens and early 20s. We have to build up some resources and a strategy on how to get them. I remember being 20 years old and in a university, starting a business out of the computer lab. Using the tiny server space that my computer lab gave me as part of my course to illegally steal bandwidth and build my business. Luckily, they never found out. My philosophy with regards to my grades back then was D is for degree. And I worked just enough to pass my classes. And the rest of the time was spent building up my business while I was in school. Maybe that Greek guy should be using his free time to build an online business too. To go to a different cafe with a different Wi-Fi code. Maybe rotate between a handful of them so they don't catch on that he's just using them for internet connections and nothing else. Today there are dozens of online businesses that he can start. When I was 20, I could pretty much build websites and run ads on them. I had an eBay business and was also a freelance web designer, as well as an analog photographer. Back then the choices were rather limited. But he needs to either become an entrepreneur or figure out how to get a job once he finishes his conscription. Maybe even move to another part of Europe if he knows how to speak English and can be at better work there. Just because he doesn't have as much self-motivation as I did when I was his age doesn't mean he won't at some point. After all, conscription might be the best thing in the world for him, as he learns discipline and hard work. But then again, it might be the worst thing because oftentimes it's about snuffing out our individuality and instilling a sense of nationalism. It can probably go either way. I find it ironic, though, that these women laughed at him, yet still expect him to go to the military and sacrifice his life if there was ever a conflict against the Turks for theirs. I suspect that the reason women shame poor men on a subconscious level is because it takes female validation away and may encourage men to work harder and make something of themselves. I'm predicting that the shaming language will only increasingly get ramped up in the coming years as AI takes away more and more jobs from people, specifically males. That's why every man needs to start developing side hustles. When I was young, I equated earning and saving money with freedom. It's only been the last 2 or 3 years that I took the inflation pill with regards to housing and food prices rising quickly, thanks to government money printing. Before that, inflation happened much slower, so I was like that frog in the pot of boiling water and I didn't notice. But once I saw what was going on, I changed my philosophy on earnings and savings, and started investing in things with a higher growth rate. As for side hustles, look at them as backup plans if you lose your job and are looking for money to fill the void. Also, when you do earn money, save and invest like you're a bear feasting on a salmon once a year. You know it's probably not going to last, so resist the temptation to spend money to prove to women that you aren't broke, and so they don't laugh at you any longer. Instead, guys need to get over this idea of women laughing and shaming them. But if you're a 19-year-old broke guy eating macaroni and cheese, it can be difficult to not get female validation and attention. Girls will laugh at us until we put a lot of work into ourselves to improve ourselves, and at that point, instead of laughing at us, they'll start longing for us. Complaining about women shaming you on a men's rights subreddit and using your fellow men as emotional tampons is not going to get women's approval. It's also nice to have female validation, but you don't actually need it. Besides, even if you do have money, appear to be broke at all times. And never show off, because instead of laughing at your life, women might try and marry you and end up ruining your life. They enjoy watching us suffer, and when they see us happy and financially well off, then they try to get with us and also make us suffer. It's almost as if male happiness reminds them of what they themselves will never have. Happiness. So they have to destroy it before the other men out there realize that they too can be happy without a woman in their life. The only weapon they seem to have for that is shaming language when you're a young and impressionable male. For the majority of guys, the fear of ridicule is what puts men in physical, emotional, and financial shackles. I guess I was born a lucky guy because I always gained my own internal validation and approval in a sense, but it also means that I put myself through such extreme pressure to perform that most people couldn't handle it. Most guys would probably choose to deal with women's high expectations instead of the levels that I set for myself. Once external shaming language no longer works on you from the outside, then you develop a sort of inner shaming language from your subconscious that expects more from you than anyone else in the world. How do you think I've been able to release a video a day for 10 years in addition to working on other content for clients and other channels? My internal validation system freaks out if I fail at something, especially when it comes to money, which can also put a lot of stress on me. But that validation has finally gone quiet and stopped annoying me once I got involved in big tech and Bitcoin. Meanwhile, for most people, the volatility of such things will drive them crazy. Their inner voice says invest in things like cash deposits, houses, and blue chip stocks, which are fine, because that's what everyone else is doing around them, so it's okay. But inflation could be 50% and they would still hold on to losing assets because everyone else around them is doing the same thing. Therefore, validation. But enough money talk for today. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tom the Miserable Married Guy for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Also, don't forget to smash the like button, the way that if you follow the link in the description, you can smash Rusty River's cancer and cure it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that shame you for being young and broke away. But don't worry, because one day you'll be able to shame them for being old. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.